Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Anisha Bedi, special correspondent at The Print, and today I bring to you my analysis on why exactly are the centre and Delhi governments sparring over doorstep ration delivery scheme. Now, before I begin, here is a brief background about what has led to the fresh round of power tussle between the centre and the Aam Aadmi Party-led Delhi government. The Arvind Kejriwal-led government alleged that the centre has intentionally stalled the Delhi government's plan to launch doorstep delivery of rations in the national capital from the coming week. This in turn is expected to prevent thousands of poor people in the capital who have been badly impacted by the COVID pandemic from availing free ration. While the AAP government has accused the Lieutenant Governor of Delhi, Anil Baijal, of having rejected the file for implementation of the scheme, his office said it only advised it to follow the constitutional scheme of things. This, in fact, is the second time this year that the scheme has been stalled owing to the differences between the two governments. Addressing a digital presser on Sunday morning, the Delhi Chief Minister, Arvind Kejriwal, questioned the centre's motive of stalling the much-talked-about doorstep ration scheme. He questioned, just 2 days before the doorstep delivery of ration scheme's implementation in Delhi, the central government has stopped it. If delivery of pizza, burger, smartphones and even clothes can be allowed amid the COVID pandemic, then why not ration? Citing the centre's confrontation with governments of West Bengal and Jharkhand, as well as the farmers of the country, the CM went on to say that the union government was playing politics instead of helping states deal with the pandemic. He also noted that ration shops have the potential to become COVID hotspots or super spreaders. We took approval from the centre not just once, but 5 times. Legally, we don't need permission, but we did so out of courtesy, Kejriwal added. Meanwhile, the LG's office in an official statement claimed that the file pertaining to the notification on home delivery of processed and packaged ration under Targeted Public Distribution System or TPDS was returned for reconsideration to the CM by the LG. It further stated that it has been advised again, like earlier, on March 20th, 2018, that since the proposal seeks to change the method of distribution, it would mandatorily require the prior approval of the Government of India as per Section 12, Part 2H of the National Food Security Act, 2013. The centre, on the other hand, has also in a statement denied allegations made by the Delhi government. In a statement released by the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution as a response to the allegation made by the Delhi government, it pointed out that the central government has not asked Delhi government not to distribute the ration the way they want as long as they do it under any other scheme. The ministry also emphasised that it will in fact provide the food grains as per the notified rates. The statement questioned why the Delhi government was insisting on disrupting a pan-India ration distribution scheme under the National Food Security Act. The statement also asked, why would the central government deprive citizens of any welfare scheme and was in fact ready to provide ration for the same? The statement in fact scathingly commented that the government of India treats all the states of the country in a uniform manner under a common national act. Now, Delhi government wants to tinker with that nationally administered program at the cost of Delhi consumers by charging the cost of milling etc. from them. Meanwhile, the Delhi government has also been at the receiving end of a lot of criticism for not having distributed free ration among people during the second COVID wave as was promised by the government, especially for those who do not have ration cards. The government finally began the distribution of free ration for those without such cards on Saturday. However, the NGO named Delhi Rozi Roti Radhikar Abhiyan stated that at many distribution centres, ration was over even before people had gathered to receive the same. This is only the latest among the many power tussles between the Modi government and Kejriwal dispensation. I will be tracking this very closely to bring you all the updates. For now, that's all I have for you. This is Anisha Bedi, special correspondent at The Print, bringing you the podcast The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. Needless to say, we will be back tomorrow with a new episode.